Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your eyes give you away. It's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. We still miss him, but we got his music, so we'll always have it. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is the purveyor of Mullings.com. You'll get a column twice a week from him. If you subscribe, I encourage you to go there. Mullings.com won't cost you a thing unless you might read something in the fall, and he'll ask you for a couple of bucks. But otherwise, it's free, and it's worth every penny. Rich is a Republican, and he's a talking head. You see him on television
all
the time.
Here's my left hand. Here's a compliment.
That's what friends are for, Rich. I tell my friends around here, we only abuse the ones we love. Hey, Rich. In April, I started reading some of the direction of the new tax bill, and I wrote a column and I said, folks, this 25% business is not good because they're gonna give us a 25% tax bracket. They're going to give corporate America 25% tax bracket. This is not good. Watch for this. I'm not happy about this. In October, I read where they said, yeah, we're going to give you a 25% tax cut, but we're not going to let you move that money around so you can avoid a higher tax. They only said that about small business. And I wrote a column and I said, people, whenever you hear the government combine wealthy individual and small business in the same two-sentence paragraph, gird your loins. And, Rich, when the bill came out, the only reason I wasn't right 100% was it was worse than I warned about.
Yeah. Well, first, there's a couple of – first of all, I think this will not go unnoticed. As we remember, we're now in 2018, an election year.
Yeah.
And all 435 members of the U.S. House are up for re-election, anybody who's not either dead or retiring. So I think this will get fixed. One of the issues that they were facing, and this is complicated and I don't understand it all, and I think there's probably two guys that do and they don't agree, is that under the reconciliation rules in the Senate, the only way they could do this on a straight party vote, or that they didn't need 60 votes, mm-hmm. was to limit some of the tax breaks in terms of years. So some could be permanent, but others had to be timed out. And the theory was that by the time we get to whatever it is, 6 or 7 years down the road, that Congress won't have the political will to raise taxes on anybody.
So but Rich, the thing is it's not even. But they. Everything, 100% of the flat tax abatement of, I mean, abolishing the alternative minimum tax, right. The everything for the corporate America was permanent, and as I said in my talk, not only did we only get crumbs on the discount on the deduction, it's some people don't get it, and all of that expires in 7 years. I mean, that's as blatantly inequitable as I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't get it because I'm what they call a personal services firm. I don't manufacture anything.
But you're a consultant, and I'm afraid you're going to follow into that category.
Yeah,
you're not
no
going to qualify.
And you and I talked about this on the air, you know, whenever we were talking about it. I said, I don't know. I have to, first of all, again, my prediction was wrong. I didn't think they'd even get this far. But I did say that even if they do, I'm paying more taxes. That part I get.
Right.
Because I'm the guy that I don't have my own K Street lawyer. Like the gigantic corporations do. And I don't have any argument against you. It was a bill that was rushed through because the members of the House and Senate and the President all agreed, or at least the Republicans all agreed on one thing. They couldn't go through the whole year and get nothing accomplished.
It informed me, though, Rich.
Something bad was better than nothing at all.
It informed me of how it was. I mean, if there's one thing that's happened in the last 2 or 3 years, is we now have clarity about where there's shame and where there's no shame. I mean, mm-hmm. for years and years, there was some opaque screen veil pulled over the press and the Republicans and the Democrats. There was some veil over you know, what they really thought. One thing for sure right now, this tax bill clears it up for me. And Rich, when you've got the group that pay that puts every nickel of money they get back from the government back into their business, if you really want to drive the economy, that's where you put your money.
Well, I don't. You're not going to hear me disagree with you. I mean, I think that's right. I mean, using myself as an example, and I don't make all that much. I do fine. I do. I don't miss very many meals, but I work pretty hard for it. And a lot of that is the difference in looking at the bank account and saying, should I actually buy an airline ticket in a hotel room to go look at an event, or should I just follow it on Twitter? And, and it depends on what the bank account looks like. It's not it's not something
that's exactly that's a classic small business decision. There's no question about it. But Rich, the thing about it is what I warned about in October, what I was really scared about, when they said, we're not going to allow wealthy individuals to mess around with this income, what that told me was that how that's going to get promulgated, the IRS is going to be all up in our business about whether this income is not going to be whether you qualify as a consultant and somebody else doesn't qualify as a manufacturer. I see the IRS going to that manufacturer and saying, okay, let me ask you a question. How much of this supply business you're doing is how much is that consulting?
Right.
See what I mean?
Right.
They're going to decide what qualifies, Rich. That's not good.
I hadn't thought about that. That is a bad thing.
I'll send you the column from October. I warned about this back then. This is a scary thing.
Because
wait and see.
What's the biggest single weight on small businesses like mine? Record keeping.
That's exactly right.
And it's going to add to that burden.
And the fear of the IRS. That's not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Nobody wants to wake up with that. Quick break, Mullings.com, folks. That's Rich's website. You'll be glad you went there, and you'll thank me later. Until.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.